Useless Eaters. I'm not going to tell you who is the useless eater. Actually, there is no scientifically verifiable way to determine who is important to the survival of the human race and who is not. The universe is much too complex, and the computational capacity of the human race is much too limited for absolutely accurate analysis. And that's likely to remain true for a very long time. If you develop a complex system that attempts to analyze the universe, then you've just made the universe more complex and harder to analyze. There is no judge, no scientist, no rock star, no comedian, no actor, no politician. There is no one who has a scientifically valid way to know who is valuable and who is useless. But there is a pragmatic way to approximately know who is most valuable to society. That pragmatic way is variously referred to as freedom, primitive democracy, just say no, or maybe just life. If everyone can just say no to any proposal, then everyone gets to vote every hour of every day on what they're doing and who they are doing it with. That's how we find out who is viewed as the most essential for any particular undertaking. People want to hang out with the person who's entertaining and productive. People don't want to hang out with the boring, pushy character who is always looking for personal advantage. There is no proof that a free system of analysis is absolutely accurate, but there's plenty of historical evidence that prosperity is the handmaiden of liberty. And there's also lots of history of authoritarian disasters, poverty, and hardship. I have no way of absolutely knowing who is a useless eater and who is not. But any person who claims to absolutely know who is useless and who is not, that person is pretty high on my useless eater suspect list. It seems to me that people are waking up. I think we're getting closer to getting our lives back. I'm hoping we can get back to the freedom we had before the COVID disaster. Freedom we had before 9/11. The freedom our children had before the introduction of compulsory public education. The freedom we had before the introduction of the W-2 wage slave system. The freedom we had before the introduction of the income tax and the central bank, and the freedom we had before the Declaration of Independence was overwritten by the tax slavery system so precisely described in the U.S. Constitution. It looks to me like the Great Libertarian Uprising is gaining momentum. People are just saying no. Animals have been dealing with force and fraud for at least millions of years. The proper response to criminal authoritarians is built right into our genes. The libertarians challenged the rule of the delusional authoritarian nobility. The authoritarians responded to the challenge by doubling down with a massive crime wave. They attempted to seize totalitarian control of the entire planet. That's not exactly working out the way they had hoped. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.